In the, like I said, in the book of Proverbs, Solomon said, that eagle, that way of the eagle in the air, my God, it amazes me just to watch him. He said, you're going to have your, you're going to mount up with wings as an eagle. Now, one of the things that God told Moses in Exodus 19 chapter, he said, Moses, put these people in remember how they came out of Egypt. He said, I brought them out on what? Eagle wings. Very good, brother Charles. I brought them out. We kind of study together. I brought them out on eagle wings. That's how they came out strong. Pharaoh's army was against them. They had a lot of things against them. Some of them wasn't in the best of health. But he said when they left out there, wasn't a feeble one among them. All of them were strong in health. And said not even a dog wagged the tail at them. He said, I brought them out on what kind of wings?
Eagle
wings. Eagle wings has a strong, they're noticed for their strength in their wings. And he said, that's how I brought them out. He told Moses, now you make sure you remind them of that. How I got them out of Egypt.
Yeah.
And he said they're going to mount up. Now, we don't study the eagle like this culture used to. Even though the eagle is on a lot of the U.S. emblems, even though we take that as an emblem, because when you put that on your emblem, you know what you're saying? You're saying God is our strength. That's what they were saying at that time when they decided. Because they had two, it was either they were going to use the turkey or the eagle. Thank God that he put it in their heart for the eagle. Strong nation.
Turkeys
live and
drowned in rain.
Turkey, what, Mary?
Well, drowned in rain.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that before. I might be.
Hey, all that sounds true, Mary. All that sounds true. But the eagle, as God has put us to look like, when he was creating the eagle, he had us in mind, something that we could see on earth that would give us a heavenly snapshot.
Yeah.
But we see here that, you know, even though we still have him on our emblems, but we don't really know what he really standing for. When they put him on there, they were saying God.
Amen.
Now I think people have lost sight of the real reason the eagle was chosen. Because God wanted this nation to be an eagle nation. One that had the strength of God, relied on God, you know. And he says, they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. An eagle can mount up, you know, I discussed that early before we got in, how an eagle can mount up and go all the way up to the sun. Well, we go all the way up to the S-O-N, not the S-U-N. But we go all the way up to the S-O-N. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. He said, you're seated with me in heavenly places. And the Holy Spirit helps us to get in those realms. We're living in a time now when what this message is, a message about ending our year strong. How to really mount up. God wants some people to mount up. He don't want us to stay. Even in our prayers should be mounting up. We shouldn't pray earthbound prayers. I was hearing one man, he was just praying away, but everything was earthbound. We pray from a different realm. We mount up. When I lift my hands up, I'm mounting up, honey. I'm praising God. I'm mounting up.
Yeah.
He's getting me up. He's soaring. I'm going higher. And one other thing God is calling for the people today is to come higher. So you can see things from my point of view. The higher you go, when you look down, everything looks When I'm even in the airplane, I look down, I can barely make out some of those things down there. Well, the eagle goes higher than the airplane. He go all the way up to the SUN. Where, I mean, we're down here, we have to put sunglasses on for the SUN. We have to take our sun visor down and all kinds of ways of trying to protect. We can't stand to stare in the sun. But here, Isaiah is inviting the people to go beyond the earth in their prayers and in their thoughts and in their, go to a different realm of living.
Gives me a different meaning that we're above and not beneath.
Talk.
That gives me a different meaning. Well, I can do wrong. It says we're above and not beneath.
Uh huh.
That gives a more expanded vision for me.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's good, Mary. That is very good. Thank you for that. And so this is what Isaiah is trying to get. Even in Isaiah 6 and 61, he said, rise and shine. Get out the position. Mount up. Go up. Do things from your seated position. I'm teaching from my seated position. He said we're seated in heavenly places. That's that authoritative place where you use your authority. And that's the kind of people God wants to see, a people to use their authority and to do great things. We're going to have to mount up. And he said, once you mount up as eagles, they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. There's two things in here, run and walk. Run is because you're what? Why he used the word run? Because you're what? You're in a race. When you're in a race, you know, Paul said in the 12th chapter of Hebrew, he said, now we're looking at all those cloud of witness. Now let us what? Run this race that has been set before us. That's when you're talking about running and walking. Now when you're talking about walking, that's different. That's the lifestyle you use. Running is the race. Walking is your lifestyle. You kind of slow down with your lifestyle. But we're running a race that has been set. The runner, Jesus was a forerunner. He done already ran ahead of us. He done cleared out everything. We don't have to stumble. We don't have to fall. We had a run. Paul said in the 12th chapter said, you can look unto Jesus because he done already ran ahead of us. He's what they call a forerunner. The forerunner runs ahead and makes sure everything is clear. You're running a clear race. You don't have to stumble. You don't have to fall. But Paul said, if you don't pull off these weights and the sins so easily beset us, you're not going to be able to run this race with patience. You're going to stumble. And then he said, in this race, you got to keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
And then looking unto him for him to help you in this race. I'm way over my time, but talking about the strength, we didn't even get to the vision. The eagle can see. He has sight that amazes you. I mean, he can see. And Paul picked it up like this. He said that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his glory. He wants us to have eyesight like an eagle.
Yeah.
The eagle see his enemy way far away, and he scoops down and he get his enemy. You know, way from a distance, he don't sneak up on the eagle. Because the eagle can see way, eagle could be way up there in the heaven. And he looks down and he see this. And he's may see a snake and he'll scoop him up and take him way up into a high elevation. See, some elevations, some atmospheres snakes can't live in. Even on this earth, some elevations snakes, you find no snakes. They can't live in that high atmosphere. And he'll take him up on that high atmosphere. This end.
I like this tag team preacher. You know, Terry Stone, he had a thing, and Mary just reminded me of that, called Living Above the Snake Line.
Oh, okay.
Because the mountains, there's a certain point, you don't see snakes.
Snakes can't get there.
And they put a marker, the snake line. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. Jesus. You have to, as we grow in him, as we see him, mm-hmm. we can do all things. Mm. I was going to pick up at Elijah praying for rain, and he did, but what would make it shorter, this week I listened to Charles Kapp on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I always listen to Henry Groove, Perry Stone, and others, but he came up, so I listened to him, and he said something that I heard this broadcast a long time ago, but it was perfect, but the timing was perfect. Now, I was talking this morning about how the times that I would fail, and then I would go before the Lord and, you know, get it right. That's necessary because he said wrong believing causes unbelief. Mm-hmm. You know, the things you learn the wrong way can interfere with the true things of God's word. Lil Jim made it clear one day that when you're indoctrinated, you read the word with those indoctrinated glasses, so to speak. You read things in the word that's not true. But when I'm not succeeding or things aren't moving along like they should, I go before the Lord and ask him why. And his reply makes the difference. It helps you drive out the interference. This is interference. Everything that's wrong, you can drive it out and then embrace the word of God. And you can fly like the eagle. You can see like the eagle. You have strength like the eagle. Just like that visual God gave us in that eagle. And the eagle is stout. He can take the snake above the snake line. The snake will die, and the eagle can eat it if he wants to. Or just drop him if you want. Whatever you want to do.
That's why he's got him.
Yeah. And, it's important. We can do the same thing. You know, to get the inner, this morning I showed how, use my example, how things, when things didn't go right, or when I believe God said something and it wasn't God, I wanted to know why, because I wanted that interference out of my life. And the only way to get it is to go before the Lord. And we can do so much more. Mm-hmm. Wherever you've attained, whatever you can do in Christ, do it. If you can receive insight, receive all the insight you can. Mm-hmm. Whatever you got, use it. Because you're not alone. People need what you got. There are people out there that will hear you. There's an audience that will hear you more than anybody else in the world. And the Lord can enhance what you got. You don't have to master everything, though we can. But whatever you have, use it. And then whatever is not mastered yet, master it. It's easy. Every time I broke through, I saw how easy it was. I said, this is why the enemy fought me so hard in trying to keep my attention off the things of God. Or he tried to keep me from growing and learning and proceeding forward. But Elijah was relentless about that rain he was praying for. After the drought was over, he prayed for the rain, and he sent his servant 7 times. He was not going to budge. He was not giving up.
Amen.
And that's how we have to be. Daniel was the same way when he wanted the interpretation of that vision. He wasn't satisfied with his interpretation. And he fasted. He wouldn't eat no tasty food till he got his answer. And he fasted 21 days and got the answer. When you break through, you're not just breaking through for yourself. Look at all the millions of people that were blessed by Daniel chapter 10 and 11 and 12. He couldn't proceed past 10 until he got that answer in chapter 9, and he got it. And we break through. That's our heritage. That's our portion.
Amen.
We can, you know, we can receive as Christ is, so are we in this world. Mm-hmm. It all ties together. Everything that was taught today ties together.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God. Sometimes I would feel like, well, Lord, I guess I failed you this time. And he'd say, you did it. He said, you did what I want you to do. I said, it didn't go like I thought. See, I had a vision in my mind how it should go, but it never really goes the way I thought it would. And then he pointed out strategically what he had me to do and why. And he was well satisfied. Sometimes the way we judge things is totally different than the way God does. And remember, the church is not just like that. The church over here and then the tabs over here. It's all mixed in. There are tares in every denomination. Not just one, not just, well, they didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That doesn't work that way. In order to receive, we know that you can't receive the Holy Spirit unless you're a Christian first. And some of the most outstanding Christians were denominational Christians before they were Pentecostals. They had the foundation of love, and then they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they did an outstanding work. All wrong teaching comes from tares and false prophets. But people get saved however they had, wherever the road that they came from, they got saved and they began a journey. And we all grow from glory to glory. And deception falls off our life over time. That's just how it works. But all the while, God is looking at the heart. Some people may not know what you know, and they may not have done what you've done, but they made a choice against all odds. It was no chance in the world that they would ever come out of the situation they were in, and they came out and got saved. And they're on a journey. If time continues, they'll grow. So when the Lord returns, he's coming back for a people that loves him for him. It's the love of God that makes a church glorious without spot and wrinkle. It's the love of God that makes a church glorious without spot and wrinkle. And it's not the power. The world had that. They bragged about how they preached and how they taught in his name. They cast out demons in his name. They healed the sick in his name. Jesus is going to say to them, because their heart was not with God, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Now, I ran across a scripture in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 42 and 43 gives you a visual of the tares that got left. When back last year before Thanksgiving, the Lord woke me up that Saturday before Thanksgiving and said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. Uh-huh. And I hadn't heard speech like that in a long time, but I heard it from the Holy Spirit. Sometimes there are people that the Lord has been pleading with, but they wouldn't turn their heart. They kept playing with the world. They wouldn't turn. And the Lord sent ministers and friends and family and ministers and friends. And he'd been working with them for years, and they won't budge from their position. Well, a visual of the people that did this is in Jeremiah chapter 42. They came to him saying, asking the prophet for a word. And the Lord waited 10 days and sent him with the word saying, don't go to Egypt. Well, they ended. They were going to go anyway. And then they talked about how they were going to worship their idols anyway. But they didn't. The way that they presented themselves to Jeremiah in the first place, you'd have thought they were people of God. And then, and what makes it so identical, he gave them an opportunity to live in Israel, to live in the promised land, just like he's given the lukewarm church a chance to go in the rapture. Now, the captivity had already happened, and they were still in the land. They didn't get captured yet. He said, if you repent, if you stay here, you can live in the land, and nobody's going to bother you. But they went to Egypt anyway. They wouldn't repent. And so the Lord had to leave, you know, they died in Egypt. Just like the people that don't go in the rapture, they'll die with the world. And the Lord sent them strong delusion. They in chapter 43, they showed their strong delusion. And this is a visual of what the Lord is working with. And when, but as we love God, we're proceeding forward. We're growing from glory to glory till the rapture happens. And what the Lord can do in us, even though all the miracles I've seen and blessings I receive, I still feel like I'm scratching the surface. But the Lord can, it's like Brother Horton said that day. He said, I'll never forget it. He said, take all you got and give it to Jesus, and he'll bless it and multiply it back to you. And you can't see everything God do.
That's true.
When he lead me to pray for people, I pray for them till I start laughing. And then he tell me things about them. And then I see results. And, you know, I got a chance to see something that he was telling me about. At the hotel we were at, they serve breakfast if you get there before 9:30. And I had my Freedom shirt on. It's got Galatians 5:1. And the lady that was serving, she said, let me see your shirt. And she wrote the scripture down. She said, the Lord told me to pay attention because he was going to show me something. And she saw that shirt, and she wrote the scripture down. And I knew that the Lord wanted me to give her the website address. And I gave her that. She wrote that down. We talked for a while, you know, and then I went on back up. But she, that was divine appointment. I got a chance to see how the Lord worked, you know. She was looking for something that day, and the Lord used my T-shirt to get up to give her that website address. But the Lord is moving, you know. He's moving in ways we can't see. And whatever he give you to do, believe it. That's the common denominator in victory. Believe him against the problem, during the problem, and after the problem. And grow from glory to glory. I'm really in there. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Every soul that has it in their heart to love you, help us all be one in you. And bless every soul out there that you can save. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen.